Today I'm talking to Denise Watkin from Old Malden. Welcome to Radio Jackie, Denise. You're 69 years old and you have a fear of heights. On the 15th of September, you're going to do a tandem skydive for your charity, Denise's Promise. Tell me a little bit about the charity.
I founded it in 2008. I went out to Uganda with 10 boxes of tennis rackets and balls and nets with the idea of showing some African children the basics of tennis. It then carried on from there. I came home and I decided to start a charity because I became so aware of the lack of things for kids to do in Uganda. So, in fact, the charity, I started it and we ended up taking 30 children into an orphanage. And then after a couple of years, I realised this wasn't the best thing to do and ended up with a different person. He's called Moses, the most wonderful guy out. And between us, I provided the money, he provided the work, and I have pictures of him making bricks in order to build a school. So the charity moved on. Some of the children went elsewhere. Some of the children came with us. Richard, who I'm supporting now, was one of them. They lived with Moses, and my charity supported them throughout their schooling and their accommodation and food. And most of them have grown up, and we're left with Richard, who came when he was 5 years old, and he's now 19 and ready to go to university in order to become an engineer. And I tried to think up something different to do, and I came up with the idea of a skydive.
How many times have you been to Uganda since you first went out there?
11. I find the life in Africa is incredible. I love seeing the happiness of children, even though they have so little. They are amazing.
How much have you actually raised for the school, for the teaching at the school so far?
Over the years, well, I've sent £400 a month, every single month, since 2008. And apart from that, I've raised extra for loads of different things. Like last year, they needed chairs and tables for the classrooms. I went there last year and found they were just sitting on the floor with nowhere to sit to do their work. And I did a sweepstake for that and raised enough money to fill all the classrooms with chairs and tables. But then many a times there have been things they've needed and I've needed to send extra money. But £400 a month has been the basic, which I raise because people send a monthly donation to my charity, which is called Denise's Promise, which I formed in this country. And everything goes through my charity.
How much does it actually cost for a teacher's salary a year in Uganda?
It's about, I would say they earn about £800 a year.
And now Richard has come to the end of his school life, which you obviously have followed him very closely, and he's going to study to be an engineer. Where does he want to study?
Well, he's just waiting for the results of the equivalent of his A-levels. So he's in the same boat as children in this country. He doesn't know which university he will get into as yet, but hopefully in Kampala.
That's really good. You're also raising money for another cause, which is a retreat centre in Kenya run by a man called Vincent Ulu. How did you get to meet Vincent and hear about his plans?
Well, 3 years ago, I took up something called breathwork, which is transformational breath. And I found it so amazing. It just completely changed my life. I'm very calm now, whereas I used to be very excitable and stuff. And I became a facilitator. And during my training, I trained with Vincent. He's the most incredible soul and he teaches transformational breath out in Kenya, but he just doesn't have the facilities to get it to grow. We run trainings in this country now together. We formed a business. And so I'm going out to Kenya as much as I'm going out to Uganda. We, in fact, plan to do a training in Kenya next year with a safari at the end of it. So that's how I'm involved with Vincent, and I desperately want to help him as well.
So does he have a venue for the retreat centre yet? Does he have a place where it's going to be?
Yes, he does indeed. He's already bought the land, And so now it's a question of getting the finances to build upon it.
Well, lots of people go on Kenyan safaris. Maybe it's something that they can link up with some of the safari companies for people to learn how to calm down and live life a little more casually, as you say.
Yes, it's about living life in the present. Most of us are always worrying about something that happened in the past, or how are we going to get through next winter with the fuel bills or whatever, and not just concentrate on where we are at today. And that's where breathing helps so much. It sounds ridiculous because breath is free, but there's a certain way of breathing that just amazing. It is amazing how it changes you inside.
So you're preparing to do this tandem skydive. So are you practicing your breathing for that? Because it sounds like it's been going to be quite a feat for you.
When it comes to it, on that day, and when I'm up there in the aeroplane, there certainly will be a form of breathing that I will be doing, slowing my out-breath to just calm me down. I am absolutely terrified at the thought, but I'll get through it. I'm quite a person who likes challenges and is quite I'm quite determined.
Well, you sound like it. Spending so much time in Uganda and Kenya and getting out there, you can go on holiday to these places and never actually see the real people. And that's something that you've obviously done. You've got there, got amongst the people, and you're doing wonderful things. Would you like to tell the Radio Jackie listeners how they can support you on the 15th?
I have a GoFundMe page, but I also have my charity. It's called Denise's Promise.
And where actually are you doing the skydive?
In Salisbury. The free fall is for 1 minute, and I think it's going to be a very long minute. If anybody doesn't know how to donate, they can always email me on denise.guatkin@icloud.com to ask more.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming to talk to us, and well done for what you're doing, and good luck on the 15th with your skydive. And I hope it's a nice sunny day and you get to see some lovely scenery on your way down. Thanks for talking to me.